Jimmy O'Reilly was found by his grandfather, and it wasn't that just the pick-me-up, I think, that we all needed on Saturday night. But I thought it was a good opportunity as well to have a chat to Bob Cooper, an Outback survival expert, because, Bob, good afternoon to you. What sort of conversations can we as parents now have with our children as well after Jimmy's story over the weekend, and what that they can do if they're going to be lost perhaps in the bush like Jimmy found himself on Saturday morning?
Yeah, g'day, Oliver. It's good to have a little chat about these sorts of things before they happen and a rehearsal. I suggest it's all about bells and whistles with kids in their little Jimmy's age, and you're going somewhere you don't know much about, and young inquisitive minds and wandering children tie bells onto their shoes.
It's hard, isn't it, Bob? Because he's only 3 years old as well, and it's very difficult. The father of a 2-year-old to even comprehend or have that conversation with somebody.
The anxiety is terrible for missing children. So tie some bells onto their shoes.
That's a good idea.
Dress them in bright, colored clothing. See easy hats. Now you can get from places like Totally Workwear, mini mine site workers' uniforms and see easy jackets. And give them to your kids, and then still not deter them from wandering off too far, unless you can see them. And when they're a bit older, you can give them a whistle, a peeless whistle, stick in their pocket, and teach them to blow that any time that they feel distressed, whether it's from whatever reason, either imagination or it's a real thing. They blow the whistle. Mum or Dad has a whistle as well. They blow that. The two whistles marry up, and it doesn't turn a mishap into a tragedy.
Some really good ideas, particularly, Bob, as well, when you're in an area that you're not familiar with or you're somewhere new. You might be camping, you might be staying in an Airbnb. New environments are challenging for everybody, but particularly for young children.
Yeah, that's why it needs to be rehearsed. So you go down the park, and also by little bit older children, you can go out and rehearse this sort of thing with a whistle. And then say, if you feel threatened by anything or you're lost, make friends with the tree and stay with it. Give the tree some nice features, give it a name, and stay with the tree. And if you've got kids, you're old enough to carry a little backpack, have things in it like white tissues, colouring in book, and all those sorts of things, and stay with the tree, use the white tissues as a signalling device, and you can play that game, you can walk away and disappear. They blow the whistle, then you blow the whistle, then you marry up again. So they know it's real, you know, and doesn't scare children too much and stop, you know, we don't want them to have those sorts of fears of the bush that some adults do.
Yeah, no, it's a really important time to have this conversation, Bob. I appreciate your expertise. That's Bob Cooper. He is an Outback survival expert. Key takeaways, wear some fluoro, bright hats, put bells on the children's shoes, and when they're a little older, carry that whistle. But have those conversations, particularly with school holidays at the end of this week.